my wife always makes fun of me because I really like those like rice sides.
He said
those,
it. Like, cheap... He said it.
I did it, folks. It happened.
Those cheap little like rice aroni knockoffs, like the Aldi brand or whatever, they come in a bag.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm eating them, and she's just like, "That just has spaghetti noodles in it. You don't even like spaghetti, so I don't know why you're eating the rice with the vermicelli in it." I'm like, "It's good when it's in rice." Like, I don't know why, when it's in little tiny bits in rice, it's kind of mimicking the shape of rice, suddenly it's worth it. Like,
spaghetti is the worst form of pasta.
I really hate spaghetti, personally.
It's such an inefficient method of sauce delivery. It's not really easy or pleasant to eat. Mm-mm. Like, shells, rotelli, anything else. Mm-hmm. Fuck spaghetti. Fuck angel hair. Fuck that shit.
I'm not anti-spaghetti, but I definitely see your point. Like, most of the other ones, if you have like a nice thick sauce, you just want like a shell or a penne or something to get it all into your mouth.
Well, I mean, to me, the thing is, like, if you want to eat a long noodle, right? Like the Lamgboy, like the really lengthy noodles, there's every other one is better. Udon is linguine. Better. Ramen noodles udon is rules, better. Yeah. Linguine is better. Like, they're all better. There's like spaghetti noodles are the bottom of the barrel long noodles.
Here's a discourse that's going to get a lot of people mad. Udon is technically spaghetti.
I'm down with that. It's still, udon is the best long noodle. So maybe spaghetti's just like, it's in first and last place, you know, with the udon technicality.
Yeah.
Like, the best version of it is in first place, and like the shittiest version is in last place.
Right.
I do love the ramen restaurants where you have a little booth and you don't have to interact with anybody. It's very much the same exact experience as microwaving dollar store ramen and sitting at my desk on my computer. Exactly the same experience.
You just imagine you're in a cyberpunk novel and like ignore everyone trying to talk to you.
eating
ramen in front of my my Hearthstone tournament, like, wow, my life a fucking movie.
My life a damn anime.
Just like Blade Runner.
This is exactly. When are they going to make a movie about this? And you like win a Hearthstone tournament. You're like, when are they going to make a movie about that?
Like, could Harrison Ford do that? I don't think so. He's an old man. Probably barely knows how a computer works.
Let's see him run that blade. I don't even know which movies he was in.
If I was a fugitive, I actually would have found justice for myself a lot faster than Harrison Ford. He was kind of slow with it, to be honest.
What if the real Blade Runner was Wesley Snipes evading his taxes?
Ooh. Did he do that?
You grow up... And adults are like, that guy's bad. He evaded paying his taxes. And then you find out what the taxes get spent on. And it's like, go him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, honestly, Wesley Snipes doing it kind of raises the whole like, are wealthy actors working class question again, which is an odious question I don't want to address right now. But but it raises it because it's like, if you're rich and you avoid your taxes, fuck you. But if you're poor and you avoid your taxes, well done.
Yeah,
you
know, true.
I'm impressed by that.
Yeah, that's definitely a dividing point, because it's like, if you're rich enough and you avoid your taxes, there's not anything they're going to do to you.
Well, they're all doing it. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. What did Peter Thiel do? Like, put like some money into like a 401k, and then it like went up 5,000% in value, so he just has like $100 million 401k that's not taxed at all or something insane.
I mean, if I was super wealthy, here's my plan to avoid taxes. You take all your money and assets and you load them onto a boat in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean.
Okay.
And then you fucking sink it just right to the bottom.
Okay.
Just
okay.
Boom. And then whenever you need it back, you have James Cameron go get it.
And make a movie about it.
And it's all, it's salvage, you can write it treasure. All off, and it's salvage, and there's all these loopholes. Plus, you can launder everything through Hollywood, which always works.
So I really like your plan, John, but I want to add a dimension to it, which is instead of your assets, instead of just taking all your assets and sinking them at sea, why don't you have fun for a couple weeks, you know, just steal a ship, right?
Sure.
Arm the ship. Recruit some of the local townsfolk to be the crew of and then you go around kind of like you get a decree from the king,
a
letter of mark for 26 men, all fishermen, who would be your crew, right? And then you cruise the seas for American gold.
And fire, look, no guns.
No, it's really pacifist thing. And look, it's you're having a fun time, so nobody's shedding any tears.
Right.
All right.
Yeah. And the whole thing is in alternating bars of 5 and 4, making it completely unusable as a work song.
Yeah, that's right.
Especially because it was written in the 1970s, long after any of these people had ever conceivably lived.